This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number. 258-0550 locally. Todd is waiting for your text right now at 701-367. No, his is 701-226-8503. I'm 367-2054. But any questions or comments, send them in, and we welcome them. Full hour of... time to chat. We're going to finish our conversation with Doug Goring, North Dakota Ag Commissioner. We were chatting last hour about Farm Bill, about the trade negotiations that are going on now, and we're going to talk about a nasty weed here next up and answer any other questions you have on the program. So one thing I need to do here is to tell you that our friends at MBI have some great jobs for truck drivers right now. That's right. And they... I tell you what, these jobs at MBI are jobs that the industry cherishes. They're the gold standard. You know, CDL drivers are in high demand right now, and there's high demand for employers who offer work-life balance, great pay, trusted benefits, and a safety-first culture. So, I have a CDL I can pick from a million places, but where's the work-life balance? Where's the great pay? Where's the good benefits? That's what MBI has. They are an employer of choice in the energy industry. 2018, best place to work in the oil patch. Now hiring oil, water, hot oil, winch, and supervac drivers. Also offering up to $3,500 experienced driver bonus. Apply online, MBIEnergyServices.com, and drive our economy. Drive our energy economy forward with the good folks at MBI. All right, let's continue with Doug Goring now. So, Doug, this Palmer Amaranth, first of all, is it just been found in one place now? Just showing up for the first time in one location in North Dakota?
Well, we've had suspect cases over the last couple of years, and we've had some false positives. And then once we get them DNA tested, we find out they are an amaranth species, but they are not Palmer Amaranth. Now this year, we've had some suspect cases in an area in McIntosh County this year that are giving us some concerns. In fact, we got another suspect case we're working on in the area of McIntosh County where we found this Palmer Amaranth. So we got our work cut out for us. Short term, we're going in, we're pulling plants. We're going to spend the next 3 years monitoring the site. We're also going to be checking, you know, downwind or all the area around. Plus, because of the watershed itself, you try to also monitor the watershed to see if any seeds would have moved down. To date, the plant that we did find, we don't believe went to seed, but we do believe it was brought in probably with waterfall. And the second case that we're looking at now, other suspect field potentially could have been waterfall also.
Question from one of our listeners related to this. I got to find it here. Oh, that's the one. Okay, this is Anthony. Anthony says, I'm not a farmer, but I do spray the watershed ditches for the Buffalo Red River watershed. What is the best chemical that has been found to work on the Palmer Amaranth? I know it looks a lot like water hemp, and I know... how to tell the difference. I haven't seen it yet, but if I ever do, do we need a specific chemical?
Well, it is resistant to some of the products that are out there right now. I am not a chemical specialist. From what I am aware, Wide Match, Dicamba, Chaparral, some of those are going to be some products of choice. That isn't something that's always used out in the field, but with dicamba tolerant soybeans, now we have another option, at least in soybeans. We use a lot of dicamba in small grains and corn. But I think it's going to take some multiple chemistries. And the best thing you can do is talk to the county weed officer. You can talk to your extension agent. the agronomists, most of the agronomists are on top of this new chemistries all the time. They generally have a whole list of chemistries for certain weeds, and they're probably going to be able to give you the best product to be using in those situations.
All right, there's your answer. Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate the call. Any others? Last chance at 800-228-0550. Why is this weed nasty? What's the bad part of this?
It's very aggressive, very invasive. It came out of the Southwest, and once it found a place in the Midwest under some ideal growing conditions, it'll grow 2 to 3 inches a day. That is amazing when you think about how many days you have in a year, and especially during the growing season. If you got 120 days, you can really put a lot of height to this thing. The other thing is it's very prolific when it comes to seed production. It will do anywhere from 100 to 500,000 seeds on one plant. So if you get a couple plants established, just imagine what you potentially could have in an area. And I am not sure about how viable those seeds are, under what conditions they can survive and make it buried in soil for years. But if it's like some of the other products, other weeds we have out there, in some cases you could have dormant seed for 30 years and have an issue. So it is a problem. And if you found a suspect plant, get a hold of Extension, get a hold of us. We'll work with you to try and identify it. We'll send it off. We'll get a DNA sample. And then if it shows up, we're going to continue to monitor and work on that. Now, with that being said, I do need to qualify that. If this thing starts showing up in massive quantities across the state, there's no way we're going to be able to. We're just going to have to say everybody has to be involved, be engaged, and just start being very aggressive in your weed management program. That can mean pulling the plants. That can mean clipping the plants, spraying the plants. But it's going to mean multiple activities and different modes of action to try and take care of and address this nasty bugger.
All right. Last question for Doug from Paula in Richland County. Go ahead, Paula.
Yeah, see, I was wondering if you're aware of a CRP program that's in a stage of where they're having you cut it, rake it, bale it, and burn it, by chance?
Because of something that got put into the CRP program years ago about managed hay and grazing, there were some of those CRP contracts, and I'm not sure which ones they were. There's quite a few of them, though, that say you can't actually haul it off for livestock feed. You actually have to burn it, which has just irritated, you know, farmers and ranchers to no end, because why would you waste a resource if you have to go through all that work? There's been some pretty frank discussions with NRCS or about this, and I'm not sure if it got resolved. Last year in the drought, there were fields that were being told that if you couldn't burn it, you had to stockpile it and it had to be burnt later. And that's just asinine. Who would do
I
that?
Agree. Okay. What can we do? I've been trying to call Kramer. I've called my representative, and how can we get an exception?
I would. And have you spoken with NRCS? What have they said about that CRP contract specifically?
You're talking like at the ASCS office.
Yes. There's NRCS across
the
hall.
They want us to take pictures of it. They want us to take pictures of it before it's burnt.
To document that it was actually, and it was done for management of the grasslands itself, and it was also done to control weeds, but still, you have a wasted resource there. This was brought up. I would write a letter again, stay on top of it to our congressional delegation, but also send a letter to Secretary Perdue. I just saw him last week. We talked about so many things, but we didn't talk about this. I will also have another conversation with him.
One thing I want to mention, too, is that when these bales are fed, it's in the wintertime and those lots are clean, and put on fields that are sprayed. So the weed would be controlled that way from spreading?
Yep. There are some concerns if you wait and hay too long, which has been another argument in this whole thing about waiting till August to hay it. You could have weeds that already went to seed, and if you bring them back into your yard, they end up in the manure, they end up back out in the field being replanted. It's another reason that we say need to be out there monitoring any place that you put manure. It's a good product, but it also means you should probably follow it up with a chemical or mechanical treatment on the field just to make sure that you're taking care of the weeds.
Very good. We are out of time. Good question, though. Thank you for that, and good luck in getting it resolved. Come back to us if we can help. Paul in Richland County, and Doug, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care. Have a great day.
You as well. More after this. Your calls on What's on Your Mind coming up.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Scott Hennen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City. Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better, your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth, and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
All right, to the phones we go at 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind. We have a North Dakota Safety Council, Workforce Safety and Insurance Safety Training Spotlight to tell you about. First, though, get a couple things on your calendar. WSI is hosting two education sessions in Beulah on the different loss control services, offerings, and safety discount programs. September 25th, 1 until 3. September 26th. from 9 until 1. To find out more, check out the WSI calendar at workforcesafety.com. They have an online learning management system at Workforce Safety and Insurance, too, which is available to employers. There's over 450 safety courses. So for more information, contact WSI. They partnered with the Associated General Contractors and the Safety Training and Education Program grant to provide safety training classes. For more information on the classes, again, workforcesafety.com, okay? Jim and Cavalier, what's on your mind today, Jim?
Hello.
Hello, Jim. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I went to the Minnesota State Fair. First of all, I want to apologize for that. Our Senator Klobuchar, the way she acted yesterday in the hearing. And then I went to the State Fair and I went to the DFL booth. And I was quizzing that guy about abortion and stuff like that. And he finally said, what are you going to do with the babies if they're born? I thought, boy, that's a throwaway society if you ask me. Then I called Klobuchar's office yesterday and I said, is that true? The Democrats are hiring a proctologist? So I asked her, do you know what that is? She said, I think so. I said, it's a butt doctor. They're going to do a number on Kavanaugh to see if they can find anything wrong up there. So she didn't know what to say, but.
Yeah, nor do I.
We have quite a senator. She showed her true colors yesterday. I can't believe how women can fight so vehemently for abortion, killing babies. They call it Roe. It's killing babies. Okay, that's all I got to say.
All right, Jim. Thanks for the tour of the State Fair and the proctologist's office there. Appreciate that. 800-228-0550. Judy in Mandan, tell me what's on your mind.
Hi, Judy?
Yes, that's you. I'm Scott.
Yeah.
How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good.
I started my day out really good, praying for our country and all my blessings and stuff. And I'm on the road, and then I... When you have commercials, I switched to 1270, and, you know, no, that just got me up in a gander. He has sports, but before 9 o'clock, he had now programming or promoting the Native Americans for his sister. And now I listen, and since then he's been on the program with the United Tribes and doing his thing, and that's okay, I guess. But he said most Native Americans are voting for his sister. And then I listened to this Senate with Kavanaugh, and it's like, you know what, if a kid, a teenager acted the way they did, you would be grounded for, how do they allow this to happen? I don't understand it. It's just like, do we have no backbone in America anymore? I am so fed up with it. I can't handle it anymore. Somebody has to do something, and I'm doing the best that I can, but this is just, this is scary. Thank you for my call.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate it, and I share your frustration on a lot of fronts, and you make a very good point about the Kavanaugh hearings in that saying, no parent to speak of would say the kind of conduct by these adults, Amy Klobuchar, of Minnesota, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Blumenthal, the ones leading this charade yesterday. No parent would say their kids acting the way they're acting would be a good thing, right? So we would have the common sense to say kids can't act like that. And these are adults in a hearing about a Supreme Court justice. A lifetime appointment to the United States Supreme Court. Entrusted with the important duties the Founding Fathers envisioned for that role of interpreting our Constitution. Very true. Very, very true. And I think a good point. Let me get some text here. Can't remember if I got to this one for Doug or not. Hay is being hauled. I don't think we had a call about hay. This one was a text. Hay is being hauled across the state, especially in drought, with no restrictions for weed. Should this be looked at? I'll forward that to Doug, just so you know. A couple others here that came in. that we didn't get to as well. I apologize for this. You never enough time. Could you ask Commissioner Groing what the farm bill has related to industrial hemp? Another, please ask Doug what we are going to do about the thistle problem. Canada thistle, South thistle are the worst they've ever been. Seems like they're on the verge of an epidemic, seeing it everywhere. And it seems like people are not taking responsibility for their share of taking care of their noxious weeds. All right. Another texter. I called Senator Heidi Heitkamp's office, Todd, the D.C. office, to condemn the Democratic members of the Kavanaugh hearing for allowing it to be turned into a three-ring circus, says Dan and Dickinson. Good idea. There's an email going around with a number of grassroots groups with Senator Heitkamp's number saying, call, call, call. She hasn't said how she's going to vote yet. I believe she'll be voting yes. She has to politically with the situation that, you know, she's in right now. It's just, again, when you have to dispatch your brother and use somebody else's radio station to make the point that more Native Americans support Heidi than anybody else, which is simply, we don't know that to be true. And I think, I'll tell you this, I've talked to more Native Americans who are not supporting her. No scientific poll, but largely as a result of how horrible in their eyes she absolutely blew the whole Dakota Access Pipeline, you know, situation. She hid. She went south. She wasn't there for him. Times got tough, and she said, oh, the unions want me here. Oh, the Native Americans want me there. I'm not going to do either. And that was a time of testing, if there ever was one, I'll tell you. So I don't, you know, things aren't going so well there is my point. And I think she has to vote in favor. But we'll see. I still would call. I absolutely would. She needs to know where North Dakota is at. And that's where she gets that firsthand. When she looks at that call report, she says, oh, my gosh, 150 calls today wanting me to vote for Kavanaugh and 10 against. That says you are not in the same place as Miss North Dakota. Texter says, did you see Miss Harris? I call her Miss Harassment. The camera caught her smiling in the beginning of her tirade. She's on the Judiciary Committee at Kavanaugh hearings. How immature these people are. So she was smiling in the beginning of her tirade? Smile like, okay, here we go, watch this. Do they really think they will win elections with this type of lunacy, says the listener. Disrespect is outrageous. If the left is so right about Trump, let him do what he needs to do. When the economy fails, the country fails, Trump will destroy his chances himself, right? Problem is for them, nothing is failing. Nothing sticks. Nothing's been found against Trump. Nothing, not for a lack of trying, but because there isn't anything. The Democrats are shooting their chances directly in the foot for the next 6 years at least. Please keep it up, Dems.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota, this message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At day two of his confirmation hearing before a U.S. Senate panel, U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh tries to clarify his standing on presidential power and Democratic concerns that he has suggested that a president can't be indicted.
Here's the bottom line point. There were ideas for Congress to consider. They were not my constitutional views. If a case came up, that where someone was trying to say this is a constitutional principle, I would have a completely open mind on that, because I've never taken a position on the Constitution on that question. I've only put out proposals for you all.
There's a staging area set up for sick passengers aboard an Emirates Airlines jet in New York. Dozens of them reported getting sick aboard the flight from Dubai this morning. It's about to land at JFK International. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Watford City,
the absolute best, the best people, the best spirit, can-do attitude, growing community, phenomenal. Watford City spent a lot of its existence under 1,000 people, and they can't even count the people there now. And they have homes, and they have apartments, and they have townhomes, and they have amenities like sushi and, you know, all kinds of other things as well. You know, they've got it. Standard Hardee's, the other. I mean, they've got, of course, JL beers, and, you know, I mean, it's pretty amazing. Their downtown is so charming. I was there for Ribfest. It just was like a Norman Rockwell painting. People are great. A lot going on. University of Mary is there. The big Rough Rider Center is there. North Unit of the Park is there. Do me a favor. Plan a little getaway, even if it's for a night, two nights. Tour around, check everything out, stay in one of the beautiful accommodations, ask for the Best of the West deal to get our 10% off their lowest price discount, Watford City. It is amazing. As Jesse Veeder says so well, it's not the same, it's better. And it is, no doubt about it. A couple questions for you, Todd. Do you think things have gotten better at the Kavanaugh hearings, since we last dipped in? What was going on, you think?
That's the, just, well, I haven't been able to follow it really closely, but my impression is, yeah. Otherwise, we'd be showing, you know, video after video of blowing up.
Play that clip we have there. Let's see if it's getting better here. Hopefully it's getting better.
I mean, is today better than yesterday? Who knows, you know?
We'll have to count the interruptions. Like 70 people arrested yesterday, 66 removed. Here we go.
Authority that is exclusively in the province of the states and beyond the scope of the federal government. The 10th Amendment, we... The 10th Amendment reinforces the structure of federalism that's in our Constitution.
What is she saying?
I think she's saying death means death. So I guess we got our answer.
Okay, I guess I was hearing it right.
It's important to recognize that
not exactly getting any better.
Something we often forget.
Death means
blah means.
And you know, there is a ton of people in this rather small room.
Well, the acoustics aren't really lending themselves to being understood when you're in an empty hall like that. It's like yelling in a dumpster. You know, nobody's going to understand you.
And they can't really get to you right away, so it's just it's a big mess. Do you know who? Another question for you. Danica Patrick. Do you know who that is?
Race car driver.
Are you surprised that I don't know who that is? Is it like a common name? Is it like You know instantly who I'm talking about?
It's one of those names that if you watch about, you know, in the last 5 years, any 10 seconds of ESPN or whatever, the name is bound to come up at some point.
I had never heard of Danica Patrick. Could
probably
not
doesn't make the Fox News Channel or C-SPAN very often.
Well,
that's not a surprise.
I guess, but I you know I feel bad that she's this big star and I didn't know. But anyway, it's all on me. It's not on her. Yeah. She's quite the amazing story. So I've seen this story since, and it's phenomenal. She's also an entrepreneur. She is coming to the Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber of Commerce event they do every year called Voices of Vision. They've had Bob Woodward. Speaking of Bob Woodward, who's in the news. They've had, Ollie North. They've had a lot of really neat names. And this year it's Danica Patrick telling her story about, you know, how do you succeed in a male-dominated world like NASCAR, right, in professional motorsports.
Oh, she'd be the go-to person for that one.
Yeah, pretty cool. So anyway, that's November 14th. It sells out like wicked quick every year. So the reason I bring it up, if there are Danica Patrick fans out there, Wednesday, November 14th, over the lunch hour in Fargo at the Delta by Marriott, if you want to check that out, because they will sell out here in the next couple of days. They always
are you going to go over there and bring the banner so I can have a selfie with her when I can't be there? But
yes. Yeah, we'll do that for you. You can do a selfie by sign.
There you go.
Yeah. Fargo, Moorhead. So it's FM. Just trying to spell the website here for you. FM, yeah, FMWFChamber.org for Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo Chamber. FMWFChamber.org, if you want to know that. Dan Eberhardt is a friend of mine, and Dan is, of course, well known for his acumen in the oil field service industry. Works for president, CEO, owns Canary, and also very active on the political scene. Good friend of Donald Trump's, at a lot of different events. Been very active raising money for Congressman Kevin Cramer and other events. He today is in the hearing. Of the Brett Kavanaugh hearings that are going on in the Judiciary Committee in the Senate. And he was on the line to talk to us 1 second ago. And I think he's calling back right now, Daniel. You tell me. But I want to get a little sense of just how much of a circus this has been again today. Dan, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So how'd it go so far this morning?
Oh goodness. So I was in there about 40 minutes. So I found out a couple of things from waiting in the line. A lot of these protesters have got, free plane tickets, and there's a legal group handing them their bail money and things like this, which I didn't quite realize at first. But, so there's 23 public seats. And when I was there, 17 of the 23 people got arrested. So me being one of those, or not one of the ones arrested, but one of the 23 people.
Yeah, one of the.
And it's quite a circus. You know, these people stand up and they say things, and then it disrupts the whole process. And then they're kind of, you know, there's no space between the seats. So when they're trying to move them out, it's just, uncomfortable and disruptive, I would say, but. And it's constantly interrupting the rhythm of the proceedings, but, it seems to be plodding forward. And it's really remarkable, I feel like, to hear Judge Kavanaugh speak. You know, he's just very articulate and thoughtful and seems to have memorized a lot more, legal history than I could ever do.
So, is it just constant? I mean, so when they, like you talked about, 23 public seats, 17 get arrested, then will they now fill in with a whole new group of protesters that are waiting in line after their free tickets and
yes.
free? Okay,
yes.
So then we'll just do this all over again.
Yes, and so it's a constantly disruptive to the process, and it's also, you know, it's sort of like airline seats, right, where there's just not a lot of room. So when they're trying to move the people out and all this kind of stuff, it's really hard.
Yeah, because I notice it takes a while. You hear them squawking and then they're going on and on and on, but I imagine that security can't get to them quick enough to get them out of there?
Yeah, and they're, you know, they're having to, you know, elbow, you know, they're elbowing me, and they're doing the best they can, but, you know, they have to get to the people, and there's just so little space between the seats and all that. It's, you know, the room seems like one of those, it seems like a situation where there's three times the amount of people in that room as it was designed for, you know, especially during a hearing like this, I guess.
Yeah, you can even see that on television. I said that to the audience earlier. It's just, you know, you can tell it's just jam-packed. And I'm surprised they don't at some point just say, okay, I guess no more public seats. I mean, it's too bad. But if the majority of the public that is here is trying this, I instantly thought of the DAPL protest when you talked about free plane tickets, you know, and bail money. Because that same thing happened, the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. They had big wads of cash that they'd get people to get bailed out after they'd, you know, chain themselves to equipment and all the things. Well, I mean, these are professional protesters, aren't they?
Yeah, no, a lot of them are professional protesters and have flown in to get arrested. It's quite remarkable, I think. I went because I think this is a historic, opportunity to see, you know, one of the nine members of the Supreme Court, you know, was confirmation hearing. So, you know, the history of it, and I've got a, you know, nice ticket that I'll keep and stuff like that. But a lot of these folks, I think, are here to just be disruptive to the process.
They are. What are they yelling, by the way? I'm having a hard time understanding what I thought the last one I heard said something like death means death. Death means death. I didn't know what the heck that was supposed to
be. And there's Mother Earth and freedom, freedom for women, all kinds of stuff. Somebody was talking about a plantation. I don't know where they're getting this. They seem to all have the "We Resist" and black marker on the palms of their hands.
You know, Dan, you follow politics. You're in the middle of this 2018 midterm battle right now. This seems to me to be a losing strategy for Democrats. Does this gain them votes? I mean, this seems crazy.
I don't think it does. You know, I think that most people are center right or center left, and when you reach too far or overreach too far, it really can backfire among those centrists that you need to actually win elections, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how this works, and the Democrats that are in there have already said they're voting no. So, I mean, this is just a charade for them that want to run for 2020. Who's been the nastiest so far today on the questioning?
Pat Leahy, I would say got pretty aggressive. I mostly saw Grassley and Orrin Hatch so far this morning. I would say Pat Leahy was the most aggressive questioner I've seen so far, but Kavanaugh seems to be very mild, you know, even-tempered or mild-tempered and ready for all this.
We're chatting with Dan Ebrard, who is in the hearing room. They're at a break right now for the Supreme Court nomination hearings and the Senate Judiciary Committee of Brett Kavanaugh, President Trump getting a second. I have to pinch myself sometimes. Dan, I know you worked hard to get the president elected and continue to support him in big ways. But to think, you know, we're within inches here of a second Supreme Court nominee already for Donald Trump, pretty extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that he's, you know, going to have, you know, obviously at least two nominees and potentially three or four, you know, in four or eight years as president. And I think that this is a remark, you know, This seat is really an inflection point for the court, right? As we move to having a majority of reliable conservative votes on the court, hopefully, if Judge Kavanaugh gets confirmed. So I think that this is a pretty historic situation for Trump and a little bit of good fortune for him, but he's definitely going to be able to shape the court for decades to come.
Well, you're watching history, and we appreciate the fact you took a couple of minutes to share a little of it with us today on the program. Thanks a bunch.
All right, thanks for having me again.
Watford City, North Dakota, business owner, folks, right there in Dan Ebrard with Canary. Got a beautiful operation.
A lot of good stuff in Watford City, folks.
There sure is, absolutely. Good to talk to you, Dan. Take care. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
You get the smoothest, most responsive wind rower handling ever with the new Speed Rower SP Wind Rowers from New Holland. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer, and they will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speed Rower SP Wind Rower from New Holland.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is how we're powered on What's On Your Mind. Up to 50% off every darn thing they sell. Everything. That's how good Mike Lindell is to our listeners. The founder of MyPillow. What a guy. The whole lot up to 50% off. Just go to 800-506-9028, promo code Scott, or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Those MyPillow beds, I've been hearing great things from our listeners. Same thing with the mattress toppers. A lot of folks talking about those. And, of course, the two premium, two Go Anywhere pillows, 50% off now too. So MyPillow.com. I want to give Donald Trump some advice here for a moment. You're going to be hearing a lot over the coming days about this Bob Woodward book called Fear. And the premise of it is Bob Woodward talked to a bunch of people that left the White House and are mad, that had recordings that say, here, listen to this. And then a bunch of anonymous sources that say, John Kelly, his chief of staff, thinks he's an idiot. And Mattis thinks he's, like a fifth or a sixth grader. They've all already denied it. There's a bunch of anonymous sources in it. I don't trust anonymous sources. Why are they anonymous sources? Don't trust them. If I were Donald Trump, here's what I'd do, however. I'd say, folks, everything in that book, believe it to be true. Believe it to be true. So what? Talk to your tax man. Look at the economy. Look at the jobs you have available to you. Look what we're doing on threats that have stifled how many different administrations? Iran, North Korea. We're taking these things head on. Taking them head on. And winning. Two Supreme Court nominees. I mean, you can't get done what they've got done and have the chaos they claim happened in the book. So flush down the toilet any story you see about this book. It's ridiculous. It doesn't pass a smell test. But if I were the president, I'd say, hey, what if it's all true? Do you care? What do you want me to change? I mean, yesterday we had Doug Burgum on the program, the governor of North Dakota. I asked him specifically, I forget how we got on the topic, but, meetings that he's been in with the president, how the White House operates. And I'll play you a little bit of what he said yesterday. Listen to this.
3 weeks ago when we were, North Dakota was invited along with four other states, the governors, to come meet with the president, meet with Jared Kushner to talk about prison reform. Meeting was supposed to be an hour long, ended up being 2 hours long. The president was there for the entire time. And that second hour, when they got through the formal parts of it, my best guess was he asked over 50 questions in 1 hour, trying to dig deep on this topic of what we could do with everything related to prison reform and addiction and all the money that we spend in the U.S. so ineffectively on prisons. And, and particularly at a time right now when we've got a shortage in the workforce, taking people that are able-bodied, people that are working that might have had a nonviolent drug offense, we take them out of the workforce. They're not earning a wage. They're not paying any taxes. And then we're spending, in North Dakota, it's $41,000 a year. And so it just makes no economic sense. It's not making anybody safer, and it's not making them better neighbors when they come out. So it was just fascinating to see. Really felt like a business meeting, didn't feel like a political meeting. It wasn't about messaging. It wasn't about polling. It was about what can we do to try to solve a problem. And that's just really, really fun to see people digging in. And the other governors that were there, Republicans or and Democrats, were states that were doing cutting edge stuff on prison reform. And it was fun that North Dakota was included in the top five of states that they wanted to visit with about the innovative things that we're doing here in North Dakota.
You aren't a kid, and it is.
Wow.
I asked him again. I said, now he asked over 50 questions, right? He said it was a 2 hour event. First hour was all him listening to all these different experts about the problem, wanting to fix a problem on prison reform. This is just one issue, one sliver, and that's how it operates. And the second hour was him asking over 50, as he called them, drill-down questions. That's what the governor shared with us. Does that sound like chaos to you folks? Does that sound like a reckless, out-of-control, folks, this swamp wants more than anything to take this man down. They want to stop his progress. It's like a listener said earlier, look, if they're so worried about him, why don't they let everything get implemented that they think is so terrible, and then they'll be able to say, see, we told you so. No, they want to stop the progress. They want to stop because they know it's working. So it's my 2 cents on it. I just think that's something for you to be very aware of. Kevin is telling me Danica Patrick is Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend. Todd told me that. He whispered that in my ear. Man, I guess we're on the gossip scene now, huh? Aaron Rodgers, Danica Patrick, boyfriend, girlfriend.
You want me to pass you a note at recess and what,
yeah,
you
would
know,
you?
What's going on?
That's how big a deal this is, I guess. Yeah.
There you go.
Bob from Wolford sends us a text, says, hey, I talked to you at the Hawk Museum and the State Fair. Well, thank you, Bob. Glad you did. Somebody just came and asked for a selfie, if you can believe it. Todd. I was embarrassed, but I did it. She said it was for her kids.
Aww.
Yep. So they were big fans. Yep. Son and daughter. Yep. So anyway, I love it when people come up and say hi. Anyway, Bob says farmers have lost hundreds of acres to Canadian geese. Never makes the news. Now that the golfers in Minot are stepping in their poop, it makes KX news. I got to get rid of them. Geese eat the crops all summer. All right, there's another one for our issue. Thank you so much, folks. God bless you. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Mike Langseth of Barney. Palmer amaranth is a type of pigweed that has been common in the southern United States for several years, but this devastating weed keeps creeping further and further north. It has now been identified in South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa. North Dakota farmers need to establish a zero tolerance for this weed. Palmer amaranth can grow 2 to 3 inches per day in optimum conditions and up to 6 to 8 feet tall. This weed has reduced yield up to 91% in corn and 79% in soybean, is a prolific seed producer, can emerge throughout the growing season, and is very prone to herbicide resistance. Palmer amaranth also loves hot weather, can germinate from March through October, and looks like water hemp. It's hard to tell the difference between palmer plants and water hemp. The best way is to look for a single hair growing out of the end of the palmer leaf, which water hemp almost never has. If you think you have found palmer amaranth, contact your local NDSU extension agent.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.